This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
On Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app, your smart speaker. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. You are the guest today, and the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And those of you on hold that want to give us your best offer for Deshaun Watson, we will get to that. We will get back to that. That's been a great part of the conversation. It's been a lot of fun. The tweet's coming in at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram as well. But we've got to debut something here that is by request. We are DJs. We're on the radio. We do take requests. And this is something the people want, Bart.
Oh, man. Remember DJ mean? Put up your phone. It's on a request line.
That's right. I grew up on cool DJ Red Alert back in the day. So this is what we're going to do. It's something that Bart used to do a long time ago when he first got onto radio, and it was a hit then, and we're bringing it back, and we call it
pressure.
The BS Translator.
This is the BS Translator.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
With Bart Scott.
All right, so my job here is just to read the quotes straight, and then Bart will tell you what they're really saying.
Yes.
So first up is Scotty Miller, the Bucks wide receiver, who on the Dan Patrick Show, when asked who would win in a race between he and Tyreek Hill, considered the fastest man in the league, he said this: "Oh, I'm taking me every day of the week. I'll take me over anybody."
So what he was really saying is, listen, if you want to be about that smoke, I'm about that smoke. Check this out, man. Listen, check out my stats. Just like that fool was slipping on me and for Green Bay thinking I wasn't going to run right past his ass, check me out, baby. Because if you look at the tape, check the data, I was a bad man when I was running in college. I ran a 4.3. Don't let the white skin fool you. Let me tell you something. Just like Brent Berry, when he came in, he had that warm-up, and he won the dunk contest with his warm-up on. Just like we looked at everybody in the world. Oh, look how strong Nate Robinson looks. He's an athletic guy. Oh, Logan Paul. Oh, that white guy doesn't have a chance. Night. We still trying to recover from that as a people, from Nate Robinson getting his ass knocked out. Went to sleep with his butt up in there. We had to tuck his butt in because all everybody was looking at him. And then he had the nerve to have some damn Knicks colors on, man. So don't sleep on Scotty Miller, and don't let the fact that he's a white boy fool you. Billy Hoyle will do you, man. This dude ran a 4.3. It ain't to be played with. Tyreek Hill, just so you know, ran a 4.29. So if I run a 4.3 and you run a 4.29, you don't think I'm going to believe in me? Quit playing. Bet the money. Matter of fact, DraftKings, we can make it rain up on there. Put the odds up, man. And I guess what? I know what. I love the underdog. I'm going with Scotty Miller. Yeah, and you can't revoke my black card because I am the president. Next.
Okay. After Steelers president and CEO Art Rooney II told the media that he made it clear to Ben Roethlisberger that the team can't have him back at that $41 million cap hit for next season, Big Ben told The Athletic that he talked to Rooney and wants to do everything he can to help the team. Quote, "I am pretty sure I want to go one more year. I think I can do it and give us a real chance at winning." Also adding that he doesn't care about my pay at all this year.
Yeah, you want so translation. I know that I can't play nowhere else, and I'll pay y'all to play because listen, I don't want to go home yet. I want to be able to write my own narrative. Now this is what Rooney's saying, because I'm gonna say on a BS translator for Rooney, because Rooney was saying, hey, I talked to Ben. I let him know that we can't bring him back at his number. Newsflash, like I say all the time, you either die the damn hero or you die the villain. No, hold on. Let me say it again. Rewind that. You either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Right now, Big Ben has become the villain. Because guess what? Check down Charlie ain't going to get it done. And it was a time when I used to call Big Ben Michael Myers. You know what that means? That means he was like the Undertaker. You hit him with a tombstone. You hit him with the leg drop. You think he dead, and here comes Paul Bear. Rise up! Rise up! And Big Ben would be right back. I thought I killed him one time. I watched Elodie Nader rearrange his face into an S. You didn't know what he did? He never even missed a damn play. He put tissue in his damn nose. Matter of fact, it might have been gauze or pre-wrap. He was Undertaker, but now he's done. He's done no more. Now he's glass damn Joe. You blow on Big Ben, and he got something to hurt. So now Big Ben is saying, hey, I'll play for anything. But guess what, Ben? You're hurting us. You want to help us win, Ben? That's what you said in the statement. You want us to win? Leave. Because guess what? $41 million is too much. $20 million is too much. We need to go get us Matthew Stafford so we can get back to the promised land. Because right now, you're the third best quarterback in that division. I love you, Ben, but I got to do you. And 2003 was a great year. Phillip Rivers, Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Eli Manning, Hall of Famer. Big Ben, rest in peace. Time for you to go, Big Ben.
Quick story.
They need to rename the sandwich to Pouncy or something because no more Big Ben.
Oh, the Roethlisberger.
Next.
So, quick story on that topic, what you just said. Oscar Robertson was playing for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they won a championship. He was older in his career.
Yeah.
And he tells a story about how one year they said to him, hey, Big O, we're going to have a night for you. And he's like, I know what that's about.
Exactly.
Sure, you can have a night to celebrate me, but what he knew was, you're just trying to get me to retire.
Exactly.
So what the Steelers need to do is have a Big Ben Day in Pittsburgh.
They need to have a Sandman from the Apollo come up and pull his ass off the stage.
And Bart, you know what they'll say? As the great Michael Kay likes to say.
There
he goes! See ya! Exactly.
Big
All right,
Ben.
Let's keep up with the BS translator. On to baseball. New Mets owner, Steve Cohen, who everybody loves in New York, until he's also the founder of .72, which is a hedge fund firm that suffered a reported 15% in losses due to that Reddit-inspired GameStop stock frenzy that's been going on. Cohen denied having any influence, however, in controversial restrictions on trading as a result that has everybody. And he's been attacked on social media. And he's active on his Twitter, and he wrote this. I'm not feeling the love on this site today. Trading is a tough game, don't you think? End quote.
And you hate when the little man wins and they shut it down. And did he order the code red? You're damn right I ordered the code red. You say you don't want me in that hole. You want me in that hole. You need me in that hole. And guess what, New York? If you want Trevor Bauer, you better stop buying the damn stock because that's the money that I'm going to pay for it with. You talk about luxury tax. You want stars? Well, damn it, you better stop by the game. Stop. Stop it. No Trevor Bauer for you.
You want the Wilpon coupon?
Exactly.
You let this keep happening.
Exactly. I'm going to sell the team back. I'm going to sell the team back to him.
It's wall, not hole, but okay. Either way. But that is hysterical that you make that reference because it's actually probably what he's thinking. You all want me because I'm worth $15 billion.
Right.
This is costing me billions, and you want me to invest in a team?
Yeah.
Don't let the Madoff thing happen again now. And that's what he's trying. I bet you that's what. Yeah, that was
no,
perfect.
No,
that was
no, no
that was
luxury
your best.
Tax for you. No luxury tax for you.
Right. Now we're going to stay under the luxury tax threshold. That out of the first three, that was your best so far.
Okay,
brilliant.
Okay,
all right. Next one.
You didn't like Billy Hoyle. Okay, I got it.
No. Actually, I'm sorry. Scotty Miller was really good, but the third one, that was second. But the third one, though, the Cohen one, you were so on point on that one. Okay, moving on.
Throw me an oop.
NBA. Speaking of oops, NBA. Joel Embiid of the Sixers said he thought that LeBron James should have been assessed a flagrant two.
No. Read it in an Embiid voice. I want to hear it.
Well, I
got
to get to the quote.
Okay.
And ejected from the Sixers win by 1 point the other day on Wednesday night. Now, he wasn't, and LeBron had shoved Embiid in the chest, and he went down. He got hurt, and we know Embiid and his injury history, there was some concern. Now, Embiid got a flagrant one a little bit later on when he elbowed AD. So here's his Embiid after the game where he said this, quote, I don't want to try to do his voice because I really can't. I guarantee you that if it was me,
I
would have probably been ejected from the game, which has happened in the past, and me getting flagrant fouls really for nothing. End quote. So again, he said, I guarantee you that if it was me, I would have probably been ejected from the game. End quote.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's he really saying there?
He's saying, quick, trying to treat me like Quentin Richardson. Quit trying to treat me like Lindsey Hunter. Quit trying to treat me like one of these scrubs. I'm a damn star. And this league is supposed to be about stars, and it's not supposed to be star on star crime. And you guys let LeDurt James come up in this piece and push me, and I laid it on my damn back. You know how many games I missed because of my knees, because of my body. I had flatulence before. My stomach was all messed up in the playoffs. You know he could have knocked my stomach back into place. I ain't ate no Popeye's chicken, no Geno's Pats all damn year trying to stay in shape to stay on the damn court and give you guys minutes. And here he comes, LeDurt James, not trying to get posterized. All the greats have been posterized. So instead of getting posterized and taking it like a man, you push me. And where the hell was everybody at when he pushed me? Where's my goons? What in the Rick Mahorn is happening around here that I ain't had nobody come over the top and knock the Rogaine out of LeBron James' head? What the hell is going on, man? This dude should be suspended. I want that. I want my flagrant rescinded. And that's why I threw the damn elbow at Burt, a.k.a. Anthony Davis. Now I'm trying to knock a split in between his damn unibrow because that's disrespectful. So if you come at me, I'm going to come at your best guy because I can't get to LeBron James because he out on the outskirts. So tell you what, next time we play these boys, you better hope that's the last time we play him this season because that Rogaine is going to be knocked out. He's going to come in the lane with hair. He's going to lead the lane with a ball spot. I'm going to expose all that hair powder, chalk, Beijing number 19 shoe polish in the back of his damn head. Because if y'all won't protect me, I'm going to protect myself. Oh, I'm 280, man. I'm the biggest dude up in this game. I'm going to smack the hell out of him next time he come in here because y'all didn't send a message. So I will. Next.
Man, that was so good. So this will probably be the last time we do the BS translator, but it was that good.
LeBron has the power to
By the way, in Philadelphia, they once had a duo called McFilthy and McNasty.
Yeah.
The great Jeff Ruland, and you mentioned Rick Mahorn.
Yeah, he wanted to talk Rick Mahorn how to bring the father of the bad boys.
Mm-hmm. And so that obviously was not the case in Philly because no one came to Embiid's rescue. All right, last but not least, and we do have some news to get to in a minute here. The last one is Tom Brady getting ready for his 10th Super Bowl. We'll have all next week to talk about this. And it's his first, as we all know, without Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. And he said this about his current coach, Bruce Arians. Quote, "He's a great man, a great leader, a great person, a great friend. He's very loyal. He's just got a great way about communicating effectively with everybody around here. Everybody has a great affection for him. For the person he is. There's nobody that would ever say anything bad about BA. He's just so endearing to everybody. And I think everyone wants to win for him." End quote. What is he saying?
Translation, Beyonce, don't make me upgrade you. Ha ha, Bill, listen, we broke up and my girlfriend look better than yours. Yeah, how's Cam Newton look? Yeah, ugly duckling, he's a five at best. Guess what, baby, I'm over here in the Super Bowl. Guess what, and I'm having fun. Like most old people do, they retire in Florida and I'm here early and I'm still winning, doing what I love. Weather's great. Hair's great. They let me bring over my crew. They didn't give me no Nikhil Harry. They ain't give me an agent Julian Edelman. They ain't bringing no Philip Dorsett. They went out and got me luxury cars because they understand that I'm a dime piece. You didn't treat me like a dime piece. I'm a dime piece. What you got to do when you got a dime? You got to get her a Birkin bag. You got to get her a Louis bag. You got to get her a Bentley. You got to upgrade. You got to give her the things that she deserves. So guess what? They went out and got me that new Hummer truck. I call it Grunk. They went out and got me that fast Ferrari. I call it Antonio Brown. They went out and got me that nice Aventador Lamborghini. I call it Mike Evans. Guess what? And I say, you know what? I want something that I can just ride around town and just mess up. Don't worry about if I hit the curve or not. I call that my Leonard Fournette, my nice F-150 that I ride around.
Fournette Corvette.
And I just run stuff at. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? They appreciate me over here. They understand that it is about me and understand that I'm the force multiplier. I'm the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. You didn't recognize that. You thought it was all about you, Bill. Where's your genius at now? Where'd your former MVP take you? Nowhere but to the Naples a lot earlier than you normally go. Martha's Vineyard a lot earlier than you normally do. Because guess what? It was more about me. What came first, the chicken or the egg? It came first. The Brady came first. I'm the first and the last. I'm the Omni and the Omega, an Alpha and Omega. So kick rock, Sif Lord, because you bring me down. You got bad energy. I need Kyrie came and saved me when I came down to Tampa. He gave me that quartz. He gave me that quartz, that rose quartz. And I gave it to B.A. because he loves me and he appreciates me. Miss me while I'm gone. Next.
And that is the BS translator.
That's it.
That was spectacular. And you know what's funny is that Brady spoke an entire paragraph about Bruce Arians, and everyone translated as if he was actually subtexting Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And it's great that your translator absolutely picked up on that, because that's what it definitely felt like.
So it's a subliminal diss.
We do have some breaking news. Can I get a can't wait?
Can't wait. That's usually what our sounder is.
I got to get my drop. We're working on it. I'm getting to a point where I get my drops. Adam Schefter just tweeting this just a few minutes ago. As, again, the Texans were introducing their new coach, right? So Nick Caserio was speaking to the media. And he said this, quote, "Before we take a few questions, organizationally, we want to reiterate our commitment to Deshaun Watson. We have zero interest in trading the player," end quote. Let's do one more BS translator while we have you, while it's on, to that quote from Caserio. What do you read off that? Is he just playing, or does he mean it? We don't have to trade him. We don't intend to trade him.
Listen, I holler. He's saying, listen, we have no intentions, but we know he doesn't have that control. And I'm reading right here that they're finalizing a deal for Lovie Smith to become their defensive coordinator, the same dude that defense couldn't get to the top 10 in the Big Ten. That's how horrible that Illinois team was, and you're going to bring him in? Okay. Yeah, the hit just keeps on getting. If I'm J.J. Watt, I'm like, man, I'll holler at all y'all, man. I'm out of here too. Like, listen, they breaking it up. They're going to put the band back together by bringing Lovie Smith in. Lovie Smith has been – listen, do you understand that Lovie Smith was the head coach of the alumni? We never even heard of him. I mean, Rutgers is laughing at the University of Illinois. Like, bah, y'all, oh, we got homecoming? We got the fighting alumni? Oh, bet that. And then that's how you gonna entice – oh, what?
Did you just stop?
Yeah, I just stopped because I was just bust a blood aneurysm. So I was like, is that how you're going to entice Watson?
I'm trying to figure out,
going?
like you're on a roll and then you just stopped talking. And I thought that.
Because I had to stop. Like, I can't believe that that's who they're bringing in for their defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
A dude that failed in college that couldn't even stop. I mean, they couldn't stop Jim Harbaugh, let alone they're going to try and stop, you know, the Colts or try and stop Derrick Henry up in that division. Come on, man. Nobody want to see that Tampa 2 stuff. That stuff played out.
All right, I got to take this call. 888-SAY-ESPN. This is the fourth call, so hopefully it's still there, right? Tom in New York.
What's up, Tom?
Tom?
Oh.
Tom, you there? Because we got a little signal issue.
Oh.
Oh, damn it, Tom.
My bell. We got the ill communication. All right, Tom, we got to let you go because we can't hear you. But apparently Tom said, asked this question. Bart, what has Deshaun Watson even done?
Whoa,
I mean,
what has he done? Did you check
Hello?
His...
There he is. Tom? Oh, we got you, Tom. Come on now.
What's up, guys? What's
you
up?
Got it.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Maintaining.
Good. I'm doing great. How about you?
Excellent.
Good. Fantastic.
Why does everybody want to get Watson? Just explain to me that. Everybody wanted to get Cam Newton a few years ago. Now he's going to be out pumping gas.
Okay.
It takes one little injury and he's done. He's a running quarterback. He can't throw.
What are you?
He's not better than the kid in Baltimore.
Whoa! First of all, let me stop you right there, Tom, because you're playing yourself. First of all, this guy led the league in passing, and they got rid of his number one receiver this year. He's not a running quarterback.
He did.
What do you mean? He won a national championship. He's only 25 years old.
Division?
Yes. He won the division 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. He won the division. 3 years.
He didn't win the division.
You just asked me a question. Oh, no. So now it's the team.
Horrible.
Why is he horrible?
He let the team blow up just like – he'll be just like Cam Newton.
He's not Cam Newton. He's not Cam Newton. Guess what?
He
led the league in passing.
How's he doing?
He led the league in passing.
Sam's. That's right.
So who's better? He had a 112. He had a 112 quarterback rating. He had a one.
He's not as good as the fourth quarterback played last week.
Tom, this is the part where you shut the hell up because you don't know what you're talking about.
No, this is the part
you asked.
Goodbye, Tom. We got to hang up on Tom.
Listen, one, if you can't be respectful when you call, we can have a healthy debate, but you can't ask a question and then answer it at the same time. Now, you want to ask what Deshaun Watson did this year? He had a 70% completion rate. Rich led
with
the
no
NFL.
Weapons.
With no,
no
weapons.
Weapons.
He had 112 QBR this year. Like, he had a career year with less weapons. And if, Tom, if you listen, he won the division his first three damn years, Tom. So you need to realize that he is a legit quarterback. And he's not a – how can you say he's not better than Lamar Jackson and then say that he's a running quarterback, but it's okay for Lamar Jackson for you to think he's a great quarterback, but Deshaun Watson, that's a negative? No, he's a quarterback that can play outside of the pocket, but he plays and extends plays to throw the ball. He's not a guy that's sitting out there playing option football. So when you call here, at least be informed, at least Google the guy, at least read up on his Wikipedia page, at least ask what other people or experts' opinions is. The dude is 25 years old. Dude won a national championship. He came to a team, helped them win the division, I believe 3 years in a row, went to the playoffs, lost, had them up 24-0 on Patrick Mahomes last year before the team failed him and they couldn't stop, you know, Kansas City going forward. This is one of the best quarterbacks, top five quarterbacks in the league. So, Tom, do your research, bro.
Well, it doesn't sound like somebody that does research. It sounds like somebody that judges a book by its cover because, first of all, calling him a running quarterback that can't throw.
That's cold
for
word.
A guy that was his completion percentage was 70% this year with no real weapons, making his players better, 4,800 yards. But all he does is run the football?
70%.
You know how many yards rushing? Under 300. Come on.
Yeah, he's really running. Yeah, that like when Lamar Jackson that, had
but
a
that's
thousand,
not, again, but a call
Josh
like
Allen
that is the example.
Runs.
You know what, Bart? And I'll say it because I know you want to say it. I'll say it. Call like that is the guy that sees black quarterback. All he does is run. He can't throw.
Yeah.
No good. What's the fuss? That's exactly. That's a judging the book by its cover kind of thing. And that's what pissed me off about that call. You want to have an opinion, have an opinion. But when you want to just start going on and you don't even have any facts to back it up with, what has he won? You didn't even know that. So you just played yourself, you exposed yourself. And what really upsets me is that it just once again shows you that that still exists in the world.
Yep.
There's your example. For anybody out there that's like, nobody thinks that way anymore. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So in a way, bad call. But a good example, unfortunately. 888-SAY-ESPN. It's the worst of the day, but that's all right. Everybody else has been good. 888-729-3776. Coming up next, we have audio files. Andy Reid had a very interesting take on Eric Bieniemy. Keyshawn Johnson also with his plea, along with Bart of Deshaun wanting to play in New York. And
Keyshawn don't know what he's talking about.
Well, he went after him today, too.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app. Your smart speaker. You see what Emily's doing today, right? A little DJ action.
Yeah.
All the MCs we talked about yesterday as we were like, you know, making the comparison with Rakim and his birthday.
She getting it in.
So she found the soundtracks. She just, okay, you guys have a playlist now, and that's what we have today.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't think she was hip. She know all the hot fire stuff. She ain't DJ Killer Groove. Way to go, DJ M.
That's, oh, I like that. DJ M. Just a straight up M. Doesn't even have to be EM, just M.
Because, listen, if you don't know, you don't know. So all you need is M. You don't know what the M stand for, then you slipping, fool.
If you don't know, you don't know the brilliance of Bartholomew Scott. It's like, you know, if you diss Dre, you diss yourself.
Exactly.
Like, I always wondered, what does that actually mean, though? Anyways, it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverage for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. We are tight on time, so let's not mess around. Let's get right to it. Audio files time.
Audio file. The audio file.
All right, so David Culley being introduced today as the Texans head coach. He is the seventh and final head coach now hired of all the positions that are open. It is a minority hire, so the NFL does have that. He and Robert Saleh, the two out of the seven that are. One coach who was not hired that a lot of people thought would be is Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs, who interviewed several times with several of these openings. I think five of the seven he interviewed with did not get a job. And it's kind of surprising, not just to us, but to Andy Reid, who he's worked for the last several seasons. Listen to Andy Reid's take on Bieniemy not getting hired.
Yeah, I'm glad I have him, but I'm not so glad I have him. You know, so I was really hoping that he would have an opportunity to take one of these jobs. I mean, you guys know what I think of him. I think he's great, and I think he would be great for any of the number of teams that opened up and help them win football games and also develop men into men. So, you know, I just think he's a great, great person that way.
I'd like to know why. There has to be a reason why, and perhaps maybe one or two of them is, and maybe he felt he wasn't a good fit at some of these places. I would hope that would be the case, but a guy that everybody raves about, still looking for his opportunity.
And here's the disconnect, right? Because all things not being equal, you think about, okay, well, Andy Reid calls the plays there, so he shouldn't get the credit for the offense. Well, okay, well, did Matt Nagy call the plays when Andy Reid was there? Because he got a head coaching job. Did Frank Reich call the plays when he was there? He got a job. So what's the only difference? What do you expect us to say, right? If everybody else that's a different color got the opportunity and that wasn't held against them, the fact that Andy Reid is perceived to call the plays, then how else are we supposed to look at it? Because this is a guy that's paid his dues. He's had an offense that's been at the top, Super Bowl champion, and he hasn't gotten an opportunity. He's 51 years old. We see all these new young coaches coming in, getting hired. And then you talk about, okay, well, let's look what the Texans did. They hired one, David Culley, right? David Culley has been an assistant in the league for a long time. He's 65 years old. And from what my sources are saying that, hey, they're gonna hire Josh McCown at some capacity so that he can take over. They just didn't want to have to do it early, because they did it early, then look at that perception that a guy that never coached got a job over minority coaches. So they hire a minority, you know, stash Josh McCown. He becomes the eventual head coach there for the team. So don't play these politics with me, man, because we've seen this way too many often, whether you want to do it directly or indirectly, try and find a way to get somebody in a position that you want and not give coaches of color a real shot. Listen, just keep it real, man. Don't even have a Rooney Rule. And interview who you want to then. Don't have some token black guy come in and interview when you know he has no chance of realistically getting a job.
Let me add to this that while David Culley's being introduced today as the Texans head coach, again, when you talk about a minority hire, he is one. And he said this, quote, about Deshaun Watson. As we told you, Nick Casario has already said he has zero interest in trading Deshaun Watson. He told the media that right away. And here's Culley. He says, the reason I'm in this position today is because I know he, meaning Deshaun Watson, is going to be a Houston Texan. So they are digging in, no doubt about that. So let's move on. So, okay, they're saying that about Deshaun right now in Houston, but there still is that feeling that if he really wants out of there, it could get ugly and eventually something would have to happen.
Yep.
So if that's the case, we have made the argument throughout the show, the Jets have a lot to offer. In fact, maybe more than anybody has to offer. But what do they, maybe that's to offer the Texans, but what do they have to offer Deshaun Watson? You have said, and you said it today on Get Up, that you have been living off can't wait for 10 years. Just imagine what he could do if he came here. Keyshawn Johnson took it a step further. Now, you know, Keyshawn certainly knows what life is like as a star athlete in New York. He was a Jets number one pick 20 years ago and became an instant success and an instant fan favorite at the very beginning. A big star in New York. So what does Keyshawn have to say about what waits for him if he moves to New York? Take a listen.
Take the Super Bowl rings out of it.
Okay.
But he would be the best quarterback in the history of New York to land here. Don't tell me anybody that was better.
No, you're right.
Joe Namath won the Super Bowl, and he's a he's the greatest iconic figure at that position to play in New York because of all the snack, crackle, pop, and the fur coats and everything, the nightlife,
swag.
And the swag that he brought to the table back in the 60s. But think about the talent I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What do you think of that, Bart? I mean, it's everything that comes with it. He would be – it would he be the biggest name – now, I know Mahomes, everybody knows him. He's a big star, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But would he be right there with Mahomes at this point, Aaron Rodgers at this point, when it comes to popularity, fame, marketability, all that stuff? He already is, but put him in New York. Does it help his brand?
Oh, it puts a spotlight directly on him. You talk about, you know, being in the biggest market. You know, you can be a okay player, and it's going to elevate you to being a good player. If you're a good player, it's going to elevate you to being a great player. If you're a great player, it's going to push you up to being an iconic player, right? We look at Eli Manning like he's an iconic player, the Super Bowl win and the Super Bowl moments. But when you really look at his body of work, he was a good quarterback, never great. This guy has more talent than Eli. He has more talent than Joe Namath. And if he comes here and he puts that on full display, listen, New York loves entertainment. They love a show. And this is a guy that's capable to put on a show on the biggest stage there is in sports, period. And if he comes here, whether it's with the Giants or with the Jets, everything he does will be magnified threefold.
All right, last thing here. I know. It's all good. Last thing here. Is something that we've talked about a lot, is the NBA influence on the NFL, how the star players are seeing how NBA players have taken control of their situations and some of their franchises, gotten what they wanted, using their power. And Rich Kleiman, who certainly would know this well as a managing partner with Kevin Durant and went through that with KD and has seen it a lot in the NBA, he had this to say about the player empowerment that's now moving into the NFL.
Yes, I think so. And I think it's just evolution and it's time and it's right. Like, each situation is different. You can't make a blanket statement that every player should be able to just look at their situation, regardless of their contract, and just get out. But I think there's certain situations, especially for quarterbacks, the 32 most important jobs in maybe all of sports, where if the organization has failed him and he has lost trust and he's given what he's given and he has one career in front of him, I believe that he has every right to empower himself to get himself out of there, just like most businessmen in every other business in life are able to do. Now, does it mean he should be let out? Does he have to be let out? Does he have to be traded? No, but the organization then at that point has to make the right decision. Do they owe it to him? They don't think so. I believe they do. I don't think they gave him the right circumstances to win, but he has every right to advocate for it and try to get himself out of a situation he's not happy.
Bart, do you see it moving into the NFL now? I mean, Tom Brady certainly wielded his power. Now, he was a free agent, so it's a much different situation that way. Here's a player that's under contract, just signed an extension, and now he's looking to get out, and his team is saying, too bad, you're staying with us.
Yeah, well, we saw Chad Ochocinco try and get out in Cincinnati. They never let him out. They said he had to honor his contract. We saw Carson Palmer for that same team retire and then get brought back, and then they trade him for a massive haul from the, at that time, Oakland Raiders. But we saw Jalen Ramsey get out of Dodge last year. And so, like, this has been happening. We saw Yannick Ngakoue get out of his contract saying he'll never play there. We saw Jamal Adams get let out. So it's not like it just started happening. We just start seeing this with quarterbacks. Quarterbacks saying, hey, Matthew Stafford, I got to go. We just saw it when he said, okay, well, Deshaun Watson, I got to go. Maybe Aaron Rodgers, I want out, I got to go. So we've seen this before, but players have always been able to fight their way out of the contracts. Some people got the blessing, some people didn't. But it's not something that's new, but I think it's more prevalent because I feel like now teams and players that would traditionally go down with the ship is saying, nah, I'm not going to let my legacy be written by you. Matthew Stafford's like, man, I got to show people that I'm much better than what the Lions portray me as because they gave me chicken salad. And they gave me chicken, you know what, asked me to make chicken salad.
No doubt about that. All right, that's Audio Files. Coming up next, though, there is something. We enter what is considered to be a critical phase right now when it comes to preparing for the Super Bowl. as next week when we start talking to you, we're less than a week away. A Sunday is a week away from the Super Bowl. Something critical that all the players and coaches have to be mindful of starting today that could have a major impact on the game. We'll explain that next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Bart and Han.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We appreciate everybody for being part of the conversation today. All the calls, the good and the bad.
Well, most of
them. No, the good and the bad. Hey, you're either winning or you're learning, right? You're either winning or you're learning. That's how we do it.
We're going to play a game of chess.
Tune into ESPN Radio. NBA is on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night, LeBron, your favorite player, Bart, and the Lakers.
LeDirt.
Oh, this is Lakers-Celtics, everybody. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. So let me just – we only have a minute here. As we begin Super Bowl week, and next week's going to be a lot of fun, Adam Schefter put out this warning this morning. Bucks and Chiefs enter a critical phase of COVID precautions. Any player or coach with a positive test beginning today will be ruled out for the Super Bowl. Same protocol as regular season. Game on without key players if positive. So here's where Bart, as a player, lock it down.
You remember that Kobe burger, right? When they sent it and Kobe got sick. You know, now you're a guy, rest his soul. But now you all know, you know what I'm saying? You might have sent some of that action to somebody's room.
But it's just true, though. You want to play in the Super Bowl, this is not the time. Like, you got to lock it down, everybody. Coaches, everybody, because you will miss out, and the league is going to move on without you, no doubt about it. So
you got to go Jimmy Butler style. You got to go isolation. Just get your coffee and sell it to people on the floor.
Yeah, 100%. This is what it's about. So it'll test some people. We'll see what happens if anybody does test positive.
Your family members.
Everybody, that's for sure. It's been a great week. A lot of fun. Next week's going to be special. Bart, have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.